Mizmor Perikuf Pasuk He, Psalm 100, verse 5. Begin reading. Ki, for, because, tov, good or beneficial, ki tov, for good, is Adonai, the Lord. This is Shem HaGadol, the great name of God, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Ehiyeh, the great I am. Ki tov Adonai, for good is the Lord, le'olam, forever or to eternity. In this context, we'll translate le'olam as forever is chasdo, his love or loving kindness. So the first part of our verse reads, ki tov Adonai le'olam chasdo, for good is the Lord, forever is his love, or perhaps better English, for the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting. And now for the second part of the verse, ve'ad, and unto, dor, generation, v'dor, and generation. Va'ad dor va'dor is an idiom that means, and unto every generation, is emunato, his faithfulness. So the second part of the verse reads, Ve'ad dor va'dor emunato, and unto every generation is his faithfulness, or his faithfulness endures for all generations. So let's read the entire verse now. Ki tov Adonai le'olam chasdo, ve'ad dor va'dor emunato, which we can translate as, for the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting, his faithfulness endures for all generations. Amen. The name of God, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, means presence, as we read in Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 through 15, and also breath, as we read in Genesis 2, 7, and Numbers 16, 22. It also means life, in Deuteronomy 30, 20, and love. Look at Exodus 34, 6, and 7. But it also means the one who says, I'm with you always, and who always keeps his promises. So the sacred name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh means that God was, Hayah, God is, Hoveh, and always will be, Ve'ehyeh, present for us. And that means that he is not restricted by time or space. And since he is not contingent on time and space, he is forever faithful and has all power to perform his word, keep his promises to every generation. In him we live and move and have our being. Blessed be the great name of the Lord. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, wishing you Hatzlacha, good success in your study of Hebrew.